you know, especially our youth today that are looking for a way out and just might be stuck in their product of the environment. You know what I'm saying? That may lead into, you know, a life of crime or whatever the case may be. What's your advice to them to seek a way out other than, you know, those roads?
They have to become in tune.
And can you further elaborate?
Well, when you become in tune with your environment, mm-hmm. then you become a part of the environment.
Yeah.
When you become a part of it, not only can you be a part of it, but you can become the dictator. Mm-hmm. You can become the one that starts to dictate what's going to happen in that environment.
Okay.
You know, like, what's going to go on? Mm-hmm. You know, how is it going to function? Because you know, we as humans are not helpless beings.
Right.
But in order to be in tune with your environment, you first have to be in tune with yourself. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can do that is by controlling self. Without self-discipline, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. You're just like a loose piece of jelly that just goes wherever.
Go with the flow.
You just go with the flow. The wind blow you over there, and hard enough when the jelly just roll over.
Yeah.
Get on a little slump and just roll down the hill, you know. But when you become firm and you have a stance, mm-hmm. and something that you're standing for, then, you know, take a hurricane to push you down.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a super fact, man. Trust me, I'm the same way, man. I stand behind my beliefs and can't nobody stop
me. You got to. You know, Malcolm X said, if you don't stand for something,
fall for anything.
You'll fall for anything. So mm-hmm. I totally believe that. And, you know, I'm trying to stand for, you know, what I believe in.
You ain't trying. You're doing it, brother.
Yeah.
I got an opinion on that. But I'm glad you say that. I'm glad you say
anyway, from what I see, you're doing a great job, my brother. Definitely keep
it's
up
the game. It's a lot more to come, man. This thing is crazy, you know, like, to have somebody write your obituary. Mm. You know, I was talking to one of Dr. Phil guys last night. You know, okay. He's a producer on Dr. Phil show. He mm-hmm. said, man, we ought to get you on the show. And, you know, it's like, yeah, because I'm one of the rash motherfuckers on the planet. You know, how many people get their obituary wrote in LA Magazine?
Right.
LA Magazine read, they wrote my obituary.
That's crazy.
And then I got to read my own obituary.
Oh, man.
How many people get to do that?
I ain't doing yet. Shit.
So, when you apply those principles it's like they're almost unstoppable, man. And if young people really want to be successful and to journey forward, mm-hmm. start to see the future,
right?
Start to learn how they can elevate themselves, then it has to start with the principles.
Mm. Okay. So what do you want people to learn from your story? You know, with everything that happened with the past, with what you're doing in the future, what your body...
I mean, there's so many things you can take from my story. You mm-hmm. know? It's not over till it's over.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No matter where you at, you can still change the situation. You
right.
know, you can still grow. You can still develop. It's never too late. You can be whatever you want to be. You can mold yourself, mm-hmm. you know. What I realized is that at one time I was allowing my environment to mold me instead of me molding my environment. And now that's my goal, is for me to mold my environment and not be molded by my environment.
Would you say that's the biggest thing you learned from your own story?
No. I mean, critical thinking, you know, how to think past today. Mm-hmm. You know, how to think past tomorrow. I mean, it's just so much. You know, it's just according to what day. You know, what day it is.
Yeah.
Something different. You know, another day.
Well, take your time, brother. We got 2 more hours. No, just kidding.
We ain't got no 2 hours.
No, just kidding. Oh, man.
You know, I've been paid a lot of money for an hour.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you coming through.
I'm expensive.
I know, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, but you know, on the real, that's why I wrote my book, so that young people could could kind of like get into my head, mm-hmm. you know, because I want them in my head.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to play with my brain, you know. And I believe if they do that, if they're able to go inside my brain and pull my knowledge out and then stand on top of that knowledge, you know, they're going to be able to see further than what I saw.
That's so, a fact.
It's very important that we try to pass these messages along to young people. Mm.